Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Watson directing traffic, going to try it again, and that time it will be caught. Kenny Stills for the touchdown.
That was the call on NBC Sports last night as the Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson threw for his third touchdown pass against the Patriots as the New England Patriots lost to the Texans 28-22. With the loss, the Pats fell to 10-2 on the season and dropped to the second playoff seed in the AFC behind the Baltimore Ravens. With us this morning to break down this tough game for the Pats is ESPN football writer Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us from Houston.
Good morning, Bob.
So, Mike, we've talked much of the season about the struggles the Patriots' offense has had, but the defense has been successful pretty much up until last night. But last night, the Patriots failed on both sides of the football.
They did fail on both sides, Bob. It was a disappointing game, and the defense, which has been so strong and really the strongest unit for the Patriots this year, didn't have its best game. It needed the offense to sort of pick itself up. And as Tom Brady often says, that's the sign of a good team. When one unit isn't at its best, the other sort of steps up, and they couldn't do that last night.
So what happened to the defense?
Well, so the defense, you know, they first of all, give some credit to the Texans. Deshaun Watson is one of the better quarterbacks in the game. And basically, they got beaten by a couple of big plays. Take out a couple of plays and maybe the result is different. That's something they knew going in, that this was a strength of the Texans, the ability to throw the ball down the field. And if they could just clean up a couple plays, they would have had better success.
But, you know, I have to say, I turned off the game after the first half last night because the Patriots on defense and offense just didn't have it.
They didn't have it. You know, they tried. They made a comeback late in the fourth quarter on offense. I would say what's most disappointing for them offensively in this game is they had all their players, Bob. You know, the offensive line was there. They're healthy again. And all their receivers were there. Their tight ends were there. And they just couldn't consistently put together drives. They couldn't consistently get open. And while Tom Brady was sacked three times, it wasn't like the Texans were pressuring him consistently. It was more that they were daring the receivers to get open, and they were struggling to do that.
And Brady definitely showed some frustration last night. At one point in the first half, just dropped his helmet when he got to the sidelines, and then at some point just sat on the field, too, after going down.
He sure did. I would say one of the visuals that stood out from the broadcast was Brady on the sideline after one of their offensive drives didn't go the way they wanted, and he was sort of yelling in the direction of their young receivers, and you're almost reading his lips where he's saying, "We have to play faster." Everything, you know, he was almost saying needed to be more urgent. And again, that tied to the way the Houston Texans played them. It wasn't heavy pressure. They dropped more players back in coverage, played man coverage, and almost said, let's see if they can get open against us. And the pass catchers just couldn't consistently get open for Tom Brady, which led to that frustration from him.
So how much are you concerned about what this means as we go to the end of the season when the Patriots also play, as we pointed out last week, they also play several good teams coming up and then, of course, the playoffs, which we do expect them to make. But did last night's game once again expose some serious weaknesses that the Patriots, especially on offense, might have trouble overcoming?
It did, and now they totaled quite a bit of yardage. You know, they outgained the Texans, but their inability to consistently put together drives and score when they get close to the other team's end zone is a concern. The one thing that sort of balances off that concern is we were having a similar discussion last year, Bob. You know, they didn't find what they were really good at, and they didn't play their best until late December into the playoffs. It's not really the formula that you want to bank on going into the playoffs. You know, I guess the positive news is that the Patriots have shown they've done that in the past. They need to do it again.
All right. It's not going to be easier next weekend, though, when they play the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right. Patrick Mahomes, their quarterback, is one of the most dynamic players in the game. Thankfully for the Patriots, that game will be played up in Foxborough, which is where they're very hard to beat. But the venue is only one part of it. The other part of it is they need to play better, and they know what they put forth last night won't be good enough to get where they want to go.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and provides regular analysis for us here on WBUR. Mike, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Have a great day.